Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've killed the Satan man!
It's The Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, so if you are looking
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers. Now through Mother's Day, receive a free big green egg with any qualifying jewelry purchase at Solomon Brothers Jewelers. That's pretty good. You can go get something for mom.
Yeah,
for
but we got to figure
day.
Out. Yeah.
Some jewelry and an egg?
A jewelry and an egg? You coming up nice.
So if you're looking for some high-quality sports entertainment to watch this weekend, the SEC softball tournament started yesterday. A couple of key games that happened yesterday. LSU beat Alabama. UGA beat Auburn. Both teams will play today, LSU and Tennessee. That is a 9-3 matchup. They are currently in a weather delay. 14 UGA versus 7 Florida, 5 o'clock p.m. this afternoon. So stay tuned for that one. Who's excited? All right.
Randy, you can go first.
Speaking of former collegiate athletes, number 3 overall prospect in Major League Baseball, current reigning defending college baseball national champion, Paul Skeens, will be called up to the big leagues. He will pitch to be the starting pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates on Saturday.
Well, good luck for him.
Yeah.
Good luck to him. And obviously, I always like those jobs because of they bring the family when the kid gets called up and everything. This kid is rated high. We know, boy, you talked about him last year at LSU, what a badass he is and everything. So hopefully, because we know the Pirates are starting all the way over, so they need all these guys to contribute eventually and everything. So, yeah, good for the young man.
Yeah, I think Paul Skeens has got the massive potential to be a superstar in Major League Baseball. I mean, he is filthy, nasty. He's a tough guy. I like everything about his game when he was at LSU, and I was like, you know, that this guy is going to be great.
Through
so we'll
7 games this season in the minors, a .099 ERA.
Okay.
45 strikeouts and 27 innings pitched. Fastball topping out at 102.
Ooh.
Several
ew.
Times.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, he can bring it.
Ooh.
Speaking of guys that can bring it, do y'all know who Mason Miller is?
Why would we know who Mason Miller is, bro?
Well, because he's probably the best closer in Major League Baseball right now. And the only thing about Mason Miller is that he pitches for the Oakland Athletics.
Okay. So he'll be on the Braves team?
No, the Sacramento Athletics.
He'll be the Braves?
Well, you know, I would imagine that AA has made a phone call or three, because what good is having a top-rated closer when you don't win ball games? Now, Oakland does have a winning record. I think they're sitting third in the AL West.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Good for mm-hmm. Never mind. Not good for them. Not good for the players, not the owner.
So Mason Miller, which is arguably the best closer in baseball right now.
How you figure that? No, he's not. The best closer in baseball is Iglesias.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, arguably, because somebody's going to say Mason Miller. There's a guy in Oakland that believes this. Mason Miller, unlike Rossell Iglesias, does not have walk-up music. So he had talked to the creative people. This is the sad state of affairs that the Oakland Athletics are in. He talked to the creative people with the Oakland Athletics about doing an entry, you know, with walk-up music
right.
and lights blinking and whatnot.
We talked about the lights. I don't think that's going to happen. They said the lights might not come back on. but we got a couple decal or, you know, going around the.
Who said, hey, if they shut the lights off or they try to flicker the lights, they're not going to come back on?
I think our PR guy had said that. But.
He's not lying. Where he plays at is a crap hole.
It really is.
I mean, it's the worst stadium that I've ever – no, it's the worst team I've ever been in, John.
Could the Sacramento AAA team have a better stadium than Oakland Alameda?
They might, because that day I played so many games. I played so many games in that stadium, John, when the baseball turf was down. It is a horrific place to play any type of sports.
Yeah, I watched the game because I was in Dallas, and so my mom's a Rangers fan. And so we were watching the Rangers and the A's this weekend play playing in Oakland. Guys, I don't think there were 500 fans there.
Oh, I agree.
Mean, it was like, whew. It was like, wow, this is really sad.
Hopefully, Vegas fans were hungry for some baseball, but
they're not never going to Vegas.
It would not surprise me though if at the deadline we do come away from this whole trade deadline with a pitcher from Oakland. I don't know about Mason Miller, if they're going to let him go,
uh-huh.
but they got a couple starters that we could probably use.
Okay.
So back on to the roast of Tom Brady. Of course, Christopher Mad Dog Russo has to pull his angry rant at everything.
What garbage? Oh, my God. Kevin Hart, you're not that funny. Okay? Sorry. Jeff Ross coming in with this freaking OJ thing on number 32. You're not that funny either. The girl's not that funny. Randy Moore stunk. Edelman's not that funny. Bledsoe's not bad. He was the only one. How does Brady subject himself to that nonsense? And I am not a prude, okay? I can deal with the language. But, I mean, and not Rodney Dangerfield. That was the worst piece of garbage I have seen in a long period of time.
I'm going to have to respectfully disagree.
Well, he is who he is, matter of fact. But I thought Drew Bledsoe was great. I did. Kevin Hart, he is who he is, man. Yeah, I don't laugh like I used to laugh at him, but I mean he is who he is. I thought he did a good job. I thought Randy was okay. Randy was okay. And the woman, she was okay. Like, yeah. Like I thought it was okay. I thought the whole thing was okay.
I watched.
Yeah, I watched you. I thought the whole thing was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think it was great. But there was a great period of where I thought, you know, if you just tuned in and didn't see the open, you would have thought it was a roast of Gronk.
Yes, because everybody got on Gronk and everything like that. But, yeah, I thought Drew Bledsoe was pretty good, actually.
So it was great, especially when they're talking about his wine winery that he bought.
Yes.
Man, how many bottles do you think he was? About a bottle and a half?
Oof.
So a couple more things on the Tom Brady roast. So apparently the Jeff Ross joke that he made about Bob Kraft, the comedians were told before the roast even started,
yes.
Zero happy ending jokes.
Yes.
That's why Tom Brady went quickly to Bob Kraft's rescue.
Yeah.
When he thought it was off camera and told Jeff Ross to shut it.
Shut the hell up, Jeff. Don't do that blank no more. I love how he just said it. And then he made sure that he said it to the mic so everybody can hear it.
Oh, Jeff Ross knew he was serious, too.
He knew he was wrong. You saw how his face changed, John, and like, uh-oh, I think I might have messed up. No, you messed up because they told you not to do that.
Like he didn't get slapped, you know what I mean?
Oh, that would have been funny.
Yes.
And then one more thing. So the ring that Kevin Hart gives Tom Brady at the end of this thing for the greatest roast of all time,
mm-hmm.
a $40,000 diamond ring made by the same jewelry that made the Tampa Bay Bucks last Super Bowl ring. Apparently, this was gifted to Brady from Kevin Hart.
Did he?
I'm glad that Tom got something of value.
Yeah. Does he know that Tom Brady got 6 Super Bowl rings?
I'm sure he does. Now he has, like, you know, a 7th championship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're Brady, you get that $40,000 ring, what do you do with it? You just, like, I don't know, check it in a drawer somewhere downstairs.
Yeah, it don't get the, you know, I don't, it doesn't go on the mantle with the Super Bowl rings. But yeah, good for them for looking out and trying to, you know, because Kevin went in, like they went hard at, like how he was talking about, you know, you went the only person that could go 8-9 and lose your whole family. I mean, that was pretty good.
So, do either of y'all know who Kristen Ritter is?
I do not.
I'm pretty sure that Abe does. So Kristen Ritter plays. Yes. Do you know
is,
John?
Is Desmond's wife.
No, spelled differently. She would probably not be caught anywhere near Desmond Ritter. I would at least hope not. She played Jessica Jones in the MCU series, Jessica Jones, bourbon-drinking ass-kicker. She also played in Breaking Bad. She was Aaron Paul's girlfriend that OD'd, if all of y'all watched Breaking Bad.
Yes.
You watched it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So that's who Kristen Ritter is. So Kristen Ritter just went on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. She had a puzzle. The category was families, all right, and just because you are a Super Bowl winning best tight end in the NFL and dating the world's most popular person doesn't necessarily mean that everybody knows who you are.
Travis and Jason Kels.
Yeah, there you go. We will take that. And yeah.
I don't know who they are.
Well, players.
Okay.
Cheryl, tell them the whole story with the singer and the thing.
Well, it's a Taylor Swift thing. Sadly, it's the only reason why I know who.
Yeah,
they're, is it Travis
they're
Kelsey
football players and Taylor Swift.
It's one please
you'll read
Chiefs.
It in your local newspapers.
Who the hell is she? Does anybody know who you are?
So the other one was Sarah Levy. That's the she played on Up Schitt's Creek. She's one of the Levy's. She's the Levy's daughter. The whole family played on that show.
Ship, so. Right. Creek.
Huh?
Up Ship Creek?
Schitt's Creek is what the name of the song, the show was. Because her last name was S-C-H-I-T-T.
Oh,
it was a show on like USA or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Very funny show, by the way.
You on you? Only time I watch USA is when Liverpool playing on it, so I don't know nothing about her.
What's kind of crazy, though, is according to Travis, that is the proper way to pronounce their last name, although she did it accidentally.
Yeah.
It is supposed to be Kels.
Yeah, man, whatever, man. Don't be hating on my dog.
So,
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mike Doyle, the Indianapolis Star columnist who did the weird press conference with Caitlin Clark with the whole heart thing.
That guy.
Dude got suspended for 2 weeks.
He should.
It was kind of creepy, but it wasn't. Was it crossing the line?
No. Ain't kind of. That was creepy as hell.
All right.
That was creepy as hell. Get him up out of here. That was real, like, creepy.
Yeah, it was really creepy. He only got 2 weeks.
You thought he was going to get, he should have got longer?
I thought why would he need to cover the WNBA at all?
I mean, I would not want him around me. I mean, it's hard because I'm not a woman, but, you know. Creeps like that, like he seems like he's a in the blinds guy. Yeah,
he might be. Yeah.
He might be in the blinds
good
guy.
Point.
Very, very weird.
Yeah, and by the way, so where real square, everybody in Indianapolis, and I mean every fan of every team hates this dude.
Really, he's one. So yeah, he's that guy.
He's not like the Indiana Fever alone. No, yeah, he's that guy.
Oh, he's that
guy. Hoosiers fans hate him. The Boilermakers fans hate him. The Colts fans hate him. Everybody does.
And that's
nobody
why he
likes
did that.
Yeah.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.